Monday was a typical day for classes at Pocahontas County High School under a clear but cool blue sky. But for the students, it was anything but typical. As I drove past the high school entrance, I could see most of the student body in the parking lot with homemade protest signs and a definite sense of purpose in the air. I spoke with several students about what was going on.
My name is Noah Nutter. We are currently out here as a student body protesting against the cuts and the class cuts for next year. We feel that, you know, like, we aren't going to get the classes and the courses that we need. We don't want to be here for it, and we're not going to support it. There's a lot of classes being cut, especially from math and science programs. So for science, we have a lot of our college classes being cut back as, like, anywhere from physics to anatomy to surveying and all kinds of things like that. And then in the math program, we have like our AP calculus, we have all of our math support classes. So it's taken a heavy toll on our school for next year.
How did you guys start getting organized for this protest?
It was originally through student council, and then student council had slowly spread it around to other people that they thought they could trust for all that kind of stuff. And then it was kind of like a collective community kind of thing, and we all wanted to pitch in together and help out some.
So you mentioned that you have student council members meeting with faculty right now?
Yeah, some of them are coming out right now, actually.
So what have you guys heard from faculty?
Actually, our student council is inside with Julie Shiflett from the board right now. And from that meeting, it has been entirely apparent that they have no idea what is going on here and no idea of the implications of the decisions that they are making on our future. And we have been shamed and ridiculed for coming out here, but our students will continue to prove that we need our education and we need these classes and we care about our teachers and we want a future and we want Pocahontas County to do better for our education.
Now this, I imagine, is hitting pretty close to home to you because you're, what, a sophomore?
Yes, I am. And I have big plans for my future. I want to be a pediatrician. I want to go to medical school. And if these cuts were to go through, I would not be able to go through with doing that. And so it really just matters a lot to me and for my future and the future of my classmates. And even the ones that don't want to go into STEM fields are really feeling concerned for us. And that's why we're all out here today, the majority of our school, and we're very impressed by the turnout.
I'm Riley Polak. I'm a junior.
Have you felt any direct effects, or is this going to directly affect you in your senior year?
I feel as if this is completely devastating to me. I already have 10 college credits under my belt just from being a freshman and sophomore because I had great opportunities whenever I was younger. But now that I'm a junior, things are kind of starting to get real, and I'm starting to look at colleges, and I'm starting to get scholarship opportunities and everything else. But with this cut, I won't have any classes to take next year in my science department. I plan on going to be a physical therapist and minoring in athletic training. And without these classes, I have no more science to take, and I have no more classes at the high school. I would only be here for half a day if any of this took place next year.
I'm Trenton Brock. I'm a junior. And the class cuts is going to greatly impact this school. And, like, Ms. Shiflett, as we was in that meeting, she was talking about, like, how these classes wasn't affecting it, but they've already made schedules and ran through all the stuff. And half the important, like, AP classes, dual enrollment classes, are going to get cut because we're going to only have a couple core class teachers and we're not going to be able to run properly with those certain classes.
Now, what would you guys say to state legislatures who are saying that you don't have enough of a population here to justify the number of teachers? How would you tell them to find the money to fund those teachers?
Honestly, I think that funding is just an issue of funding in the right places. Yeah. We have done a lot of unnecessary spending for things that we don't really need. And if population was ever a problem, I don't really see how cutting our classes would make anyone else want to come here. Just like in the meeting, Julia Shiflett, she walked in and she said that she was very disappointed. And honestly, yeah, I can't see one other person who would be disappointed in us for standing up for our education and doing this.
She said we were pretty much just sitting out here having a good time, but we're actually protesting, like, for what we want. We're standing up for what we want. And she's pretty much explaining to us how we're not doing that in the right ways, telling us everything that we're doing wrong, and not even standing up for us. Yeah. And what
we have a very tight-knit community, and we have a bunch of people watching at home. And They're all very proud, and we're all very proud of our students. Even people who aren't college bound are out here, and they're going to show their support for their friends.
That was Noah Nutter, Ramona Hardy, Riley Pollock, and Trenton Brock, all Pocahontas County High School students participating in a school walkout in protest of cutting teaching positions and STEM classes at the high school next year. Stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for more from the students and faculty. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyaday.